Hi, this is 7513 at Lombard in Reno.
Hello, 7513. I got your sleeper check. What's going on?
Well, just the usual deal. You wouldn't wake up at Pier Park, and usually they just get off when they feel like it, but I don't really want to, I don't want to do back-to-back babysitting, you know, at Pier Park in Milwaukee. It's just kind of tiring.
Okay. So how long have they been on the bus?
I'd probably say about an hour and 20 minutes.
Okay. I'll see if we can get a supervisor to meet you somewhere en route. But just go ahead and continue. It's not something... I know you're not a medical professional, so I'm not asking for that, but does it seem like they need medical, or does it seem like they're just sleeping and trying to stay warm?
No, appeared to be conscious earlier, just wasn't ready to get off the bus yet. You know, suggestion noted, not doing it.
Okay, I copy. We'll get a supervisor to meet up with you somewhere en route. If you make it to Milwaukee before we can get to you, because it is the weekend and there are less of them on the road, just go ahead and take your belongings with you and, you know, take your recovery time. It's not something you have to stay on the bus when they're on there. Just take your belongings with you. And then, yeah, we will get somebody to you as soon as we can.
All right, sounds good. And the best part is I'm not going to Clackamas Town Center. And mysteriously, you can't take anybody into Clackamas Town Center parking garage, but anywhere else, it's all, you know, it's all casual.
Yeah, when it's like an enclosed building or, you know, North Terminal or something, we definitely don't want people back there. But, yeah, other locations, it's just like, you know, parking your road. Anybody can be there. So we'll get somebody to you. If they get off before then, send me ready for service. And if things escalate, let me know. But we'll be clear at 9:52.